Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, last rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up boots plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace where I kept the spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was death a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time. Ooh, ha, you just make me feel, feel.
Everyone knows my big dream is to work with Jackie Chan. And I have to say, there's going to be some super awesome guests tonight on the show. And before I bring some of them on, I just have to say I've had them on the show quite a few times. And every time I have these guys on the show, it is going to be so insane. And I always have the most listened to when these guys come on the show. One of the guys, Crosby Tatum, I am so very proud of a man who I call my little brother back in Boston. I've actually got to work with him quite a few times. And he's just a very creative, inspirational soul. He's one of those underdogs that you want to cheer for. And tomorrow night, there's a showing back in Boston, Massachusetts, of a film that took about 6 years in the making, but this underdog had gotten it done. It is a showing of it called Surprise, Surprise. And if you've heard the shows before when I had them on, them talking about it, they were filming it and such. And I just am so very proud of him. And I just feel so honored to know Crosby, because he just has that energy, you know, that you just want to cheer for, that you want to see him make great films, heartwarming films. And I know he's a man that's talented that can do it. And his whole studio family, Tricepta Studios. So I'm going to bring first guest on, and I'm wondering who this is. Give me one moment here, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Shelley. It's Crosby.
Hi, Crosby. How you doing? Are you psyched?
I'm very excited. We are now less than 24 hours away from the event screening of Surprise, Surprise. And honestly, I don't know if I could even top what you just said right there for an introduction.
But it's all true. It's not scripted. It's all true, talking from my heart, because just knowing and seeing the work and, you know, talks we've had, I just know that you have this beautiful soul, Crosby, that I know you are like me, like the underdog, that has that true passion to get things done and get things moving and shaking. And I've seen that, you know, how you're getting everything on the ball for this film, and it's amazing. And, I mean, how do you feel right now? How does it feel knowing less than 24 hours away your film is going to be on a big screen and you're going to be sitting right in the audience? How does that feel right now at this moment?
Honestly, just hearing about this and thinking about it, honestly speaking, it gives us goosebumps. Personally, me, it gives me absolute goosebumps. It makes me think, like, wow, you know, saying my film is playing on a big screen, and I haven't experienced that feeling in a long time. Beforehand, I'm sure you knew about us when we did our short, Game Like Gossip, and that premiered at Kendall Square Cinema. I was floored when it basically showed. I mean, there's nothing like seeing your film on a big screen, celluloid screen, and then the feeling, the emotion, and you said, wow, we actually made a real film. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you, because I know it took a while for that, you know, to be done. Hasn't it been like 6 years for this in the making?
Not 6 years. It was 8 years.
Oh, so I'm off by 2 years. 8 years. Oh, my gosh. That's almost a decade. Almost a decade. And you held on, and you got it done. I mean, were there times where you were just like, oh, my, almost going to throw in the towel? I mean, how did you get to this point where it's going to be shown? I mean, how did you hang in?
Honestly speaking, it was just the support of my team, you know, from Jay Holland, as you know, and Opal Thompson, as you know, those three, along with Colin Winger and Shereen Brown. I mean, those were the support system that said, hey, you know, you could definitely make this movie. You can make this happen. And, you know, me just traveling all across the country and learning about the business and learning about, you know, certain things, you know, really inspired me to just really say, you can't get this up. It's too much in your blood. You know, you know what I'm saying? You've gone this far. You gotta go forward a little bit more.
Yeah, so what were some of the adventures you had along the way? I mean, what was the, you know, getting things together? What are some of the moments, the highlights that you can, like, let the, you know, listeners hear about, you know, the fun times, if you want to talk about any times? I mean, what are some of the highlights that you can remember on the 8 years on your journey to making this film?
Oh, man, Shelley, I can't do, that's just so much. I mean, we need a whole day of a show just to cover all that, you know? You know what I'm saying? Put a day here, and day here. Oh, by the way, also going to let you know, we are going to top the show again. So, I don't know. We're going to top it again. But,
of course.
But, you know, just to answer your question back, I mean, there's so many moments I recall about just this process in itself, you know, alongside with just, you know, grabbing Jay and Opal and Carl and, you know, all the rest of our cast and crew up, who are, you know, offer references and people that, you know, I knew and things of that nature. I like to think that the moments I had with Laz when we were coming up with the idea was, you know, I fondly remember them. I just remember sitting in my little office in my mom's house in an 8x8 room, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And And basically, you know, Laz is on the phone with me and we're talking about the movie. And then, you know, I'm going through a lot of stuff back in those days where my low self-esteem was very much at rock bottom. When I couldn't, where I couldn't even, like, you know, I was afraid to even talk to women, or even I'd be afraid to even be in a social situation with women that I meet off the street. I'd rather, you know, meet them online or something of that nature, which that situation stems into what we see here in the movie with Surprise, Surprise, which that really fueled and inspired me to say, I got to tell this, you know, we got to tell this story somehow, some way. And I wasn't going to, and me personally, I wasn't going to let nothing stand in the way of, like, getting this thing not made.
So how did you, step by step, how did you, I mean, you, I know you said you got the idea and such, and if you want to help people out there, because you're actually having a film, you're an independent filmmaker, if you want to tell about some of the steps, by step, because if someone wanted to make a film, what were your steps along the way to get this filmed?
Well, I mean, the first step by step is, number one, and this goes with anything, you know, anything in this world, is you got to have a great story. The story has to be good. It has to be interesting. It has to be compelling. And that's one of the reasons why I stuck with Surprise, Surprise, is that the story was so strong and so beautiful that I knew that if I was given an opportunity to produce, direct, or act in it, I knew I was going to hit in the park. And basically, a lot of people will definitely shine from it. So first things first, you got to develop the story. You got to make sure the story is strong. And then secondly, you just got to build the team, which is, you know, build your producers up and find your director of the movie, and then also just find the cast, the people who are going to make this film a reality. Once you get all these pieces together, then you could just possibly do financing. You could find, you know, find some money for it, whether if you go onto a Kickstarter or if you go to someplace else. And then, you know, what you do is basically, you know, just cast smart, just cast people who you think that could work well, and people that basically, if you're not good at an area, find people that are good in that area that you're not good at, because to compliment you, to make sure that, you know, things work out. And most importantly, just keep yourself, just make sure you have a level head and have fun, because this type of work, you're gonna have your moments. And we had a plethora of moments like this on our set, but we overcame. We saw and we said, you know, like we basically became a family afterwards. After all this was said and done, and me personally, I could not be more prouder of the men and women who basically, you know, helped make this movie a reality. Because honestly, it shouldn't have happened, but it did. And I'm proud and happy that we made it happen.
Oh, so when you said it shouldn't happen, why would you say it shouldn't have happened?
Oh, it caught me all good, eh? Thanks.
Yeah, you mentioned it because I want people to know, like, what you went through to get this film, because I don't think people could understand what indie filmmakers, I want them to know not just the happiness, but the struggles that you went through to get it done, and it actually had gotten done. I mean, everybody's going to hear all this stuff, but I think what you would do would be able to inspire some of the listeners if you talk a little. If you can, if you want, you don't have to, but if there's things that you can tell, it would help to overcome certain things.
I think, like, you know, personally speaking, albeit that, you know, with you, Shelley, it's always a blast. I think, like, the struggles that I personally face with just this movie is that, number one, you have to time this movie out very well. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't schedule the shooting of the movie properly, it's going to be all over the place. And, you know, we had a situation where, yes, we did a quick schedule of the movie, and you know what I'm saying, we got through the schedule, and then we did our pickup shots here and there. Just last week, finished up some our pickup shots, which are now ready to be shown onto the public. But one of the things with our film is that the struggles that we had to go through is that it's the timing. It's, you gotta, you know, how should I put this? If you can't pick this in the right season, certain things are going to change, and then the aspect of the film are going to be off. If you're looking into it in that deeply, if not, then it really doesn't matter. But basically, it's just seasons changing. There were and just like, you know, just really finding the money for them to make this movie happen, because not a lot of people are going to take a flyer on a first time filmmaker of any kind who hasn't really done anything. And albeit we've done great work with The Block and with Gang Like Gossip and Awful One and all these other things, but you know, from the producer standpoint, the Hollywood standpoint, that's nothing. So unless you bring in something really interesting to the table, no one's going to listen to you, or they're not even going to take you seriously, which that's something I had to face with personally, and not just outside in the Hollywood system, but also here in the local film scene, because I felt like, okay, people are supportive, they're cool, but at the same time, they're saying, oh, let's see what this kid's all about. He really doesn't have anything. And honestly, that, if anything, personally, that pissed me off a lot. Because it's like, how dare you, you know, saying, you know, think of me in that regard. And I just took it as, I, you know, saying, well, I'm going to show you guys.
And it looks like tomorrow night, but, you are going to show.
not show them in that regard, in that vein of like,
yeah,
you know, I'm vengeful,
no,
I'm going to get my revenge,
know,
or anything like that.
No,
but
not
honestly,
not
just
revenge. No, I know exactly what you mean, because we're on the same level, but go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, those are, you know, I look at the situation and just say, hey, you know, I'm here to make a movie, you know, saying nothing's going to stand in my way of making this thing happen. And honestly speaking, I am, you know, it's going to happen. We're going to get it done. And, you know, it's not to say I want to prove anyone wrong. It's pretty much to say that, hey, I was right when it came to just say, this is what we wanted to do, and we did it. So, and as a team, when you got great supporting pieces out there who compliment you, it just makes things a lot better.
And I want to know. Sorry. Go ahead. Were you going to say something else?
I was actually going to also point out that, you know, saying other issues I had to deal with is also the leadership position, because you can't take that for granted, and you just cannot. And I repeat, you just cannot. You know, you just can't. You just can't take it for granted. You can't let it get, you know, swell over your head, because it, when you're in that position, you're gonna, you know, it can get, like, you know, overbearing at times, and you just have to be level headed and be patient with everything around you.
And it is a lot of hard work. And no, looking at the teaser trailer, I do have one question. I mean, I always have tons of questions, but I want to know, because it was shown on the teaser trailer, how many times did you get slapped around in the film?
As many times as I took a front, as I took a stunt that you took on one scene.
Because it was like smack, 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 and it's like, oh, because I think you were trying to talk with some women, and is that, did you, you don't have to answer this, but did that ever happen to you in real life? Not really.
Yeah.
You just played it up really good, right?
I actually, I can remember one time it did, and I actually dared. It was this girl I was talking to, and believe it or not, I met her on an online website. You know, true story. Yeah, so like what happened is I dared the woman to slap me, and, you know, saying, like, you know, like almost in a jerkish manner, because I was being pretty much a jerk, which, you know, I'll never do again.
Never tell a woman to let you say slap me.
Oh yeah, because y'all will do it. Y'all, if I said Shelly, slap me, I already know. 5 hands to the face. Pow.
Yeah, especially with us, when we have nunchucks.
Yeah, I already know for a fact that that if I was to, like, you know, saying go get slapped by you, it's just a wrap. It's done. It's over with.
Mm-hmm. You're all done, like burnt toast.
Yeah, and especially if you got the nunchucks in your hand. Oh, yeah, please, it's over with.
Yeah, I still post those pictures. It was after the a showing one night of some of our stuff, and we went to the hen house, and we're sitting around playing with my nunchucks. I still show those pictures every once in a while on my Facebook page. We're fooling around with my nunchucks, and that was just an awesome night. I had so much fun.
Yeah, like the hen house nights were always the best nights. I'm not gonna lie, those are some great nights.
Yeah.
By the way, big shout out to Justin Springer with you know, the Lifted Open Mic series. Who you know, he always sets up those open mic series, which I performed at a couple times, and he used to do at the hen house. Those are great. Those are great moments in that great event that he did.
Yeah.
So.
What was it? 3 o'clock in the morning? It was open till or something. It was like late. It's open up late on the weekends, isn't it?
Yes, still is. And by the way, hen house free plug. You know, saying we're giving you a cheap pop.
Yeah, chicken and waffles. Oh my gosh, that was the first time I had chicken and waffles. I was like, chicken and waffles. What, chicken and waffles? And I was like, when I had it, I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, you're like, what is this concoction? I don't believe it.
Yeah, I was like,
chicken,
it's kind of strange. And I was like, that's really good. I says, yeah, I might have gained about 10 pounds that night, but it was good.
Yeah, definitely do that. This chicken and waffle concoction. My goodness.
Yeah, and it was like, it was just, it's just one of those nights you just remember for the rest of your life. There's nights that it was a really good night, and I think after seeing our stuff, we did sneak into a movie theater. I'm never going to forget that.
No.
The Hangover.
Well, by the way, for any information, I don't know what she's talking about. I have no idea what she's mentioning. You know, maybe I was, you know, cosi cosas, I don't know, but hey, no offense, Shelly, but you know, I gotta cover my tracks there a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we didn't really sneak in, we just saw our movie, okay?
I'll put it to you like this. We were accepted into a film festival, and basically we had a carte blanche over the entire theater that night, so we could do anything.
Yeah, it was just a fun night.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I'm surprised your buddy, you know, Jay hasn't called in by now.
I think Jay is, you know, he's doing something. Otherwise, Jay, if you're listening, call in right now. Call in right now and be a part of this show if you can.
Yeah, usually Jay or somebody else calls in.
Yep, and you know, saying, like I said, me and Jay, we've been and the rest of the Teen Surprise cast and crew, we've been hitting the road with this movie, just talking to everyone, just talking to every media personality, and we'll be honest, press tours they really do take a lot out of you.
What takes a lot out of you?
Just doing press tours and talking to everyone, you know, it definitely does exhaust you, but it's great because, you know, we're meeting so many different people and we're just so excited to just tell people about, you know, our movie and tell people about, you know, what we do. And we're just so excited and happy for everything that we're doing. It's great.
Yeah. So what, I saw something on it because I put in the queue about Channel 7 News and some other things you were promoting in a studio. So what were some of the events that you did to help promote Surprise, Surprise?
Well, number one, Opal Thompson, as you know, OWC, Lady O, she basically was behind the scenes covering our entire film shoot. From the time that we were in pre-production casting to now, even still, she's still covering and doing great behind the scenes work for our movie. I've always stressed when it comes to doing any film to have a great social media, conscience, so to speak. I always strive to say, okay, you know, saying, when we start a film, we gotta, like, you know, set this website up. We need to set these social media pages, these Facebook and these Twitters and these Google Plus accounts, because we want people to know where to find us, and we want to engage people. So that was part of the press things that I did, on top of just, you know, talking to people and just finding out news stations and people where we could talk about our movie. And Jay Holland, he not only did just the music supervising on the soundtrack of the movie, which you can download at surprises.com, but Jay actually, you know, he was very instrumental in helping us do interviews with a number of different places, organizations like channels, like a Channel 7, like like a Touch, like a Boss Lady News, and just so many other different places. I can't even like rename or count the radio stations that we did plugs for, based off of what Jay has been able to bring to the table.
Where can people go to check out, you know, for a surprise? Are there any tickets left for tomorrow night? What's the theater? Give them all the, what is it called, the 411 on everything?
All right. So not to sound like a public service announcement or anything like that, but ladies and gentlemen, the screening, the event screening of Surprise is this Thursday, May 30th, 24 hours from now, 2013 at Kendall Square Cinema, 1 Kendall Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02139. And believe it or not, tickets are still available.
Oh, sweet. I was like, I thought it was like running out pretty soon, so I was like, so I better get some, better let the public know.
Yep. No, you know, saying tickets are still available, and they are still going for $15 as we speak. That covers the red carpet. That covers our after party. That covers our after party. Oh, excuse me, not our red carpet. It covers our meet and greet, our screening, and also the after party at Naga. And you can still get your tickets now at our website at www.surprises.com and also at the Kendall Square box office at 617-621-1202 and also basically through me or Jay Holland. You can contact us directly, or you can just show up to the theater tomorrow night and you can get your tickets there. However, we will not be responsible if the thing sells out and basically there's a long list of people who will say, I want to see the movie.
Well, they
we will not be responsible for that.
Party, right? How about the after party? Can they get into the after party afterwards?
Only those who have tickets. Otherwise, you would have to pay the regular price to get into Naga, which I believe is $20 or something of that nature.
Oh, I think I have another caller. Let's see who this is. Okay, give me one moment. Hello, caller. You're in the queue with us.
Miss Nunchucks, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Is this Jay?
Indeedy, yes it is.
Oh, cool. We got a party going on.
Yes. Who's on the line? I know Crosby on the line.
Yeah, Crosby's on there. Who's with you, Jay?
Not me. I'm just by myself. I actually just got through selling 2 more tickets for Surprise premiere tomorrow. You know, definitely just did that. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, you know, we out here trying to amp up this premiere, so trying to get it going.
Yeah, it's finally here, less than 24 hours. Are you excited? I know Crosby is. How do you feel? Are you pumped? I mean, how do you feel at this moment?
I'm real mellow. I'm real calm. You know, I'm excitement. No, I'm not excited because I want to wait for the crowd's reaction. I'm more anticipating greatness for tomorrow after people see it. You know, just based off people's reactions with the trailer. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm getting good vibes. So just imagine over the course of 80 minutes what people can do. 80 to 200 minutes. So I'm just really anticipating everyone's smiling faces and just their congratulatory messages on our hard work.
And wanted to know, like, as you told us before, but, you know, how did you and Crosby, you guys have known each other for quite some time, right?
Yes. It started way back on the Block Presents, which is a sketch comedy show that Crosby and Lazarus, I mean, my older brother, had put together. You know, they had gave me a call. I was a college student at the time, and, you know, they gave me a call. Like, look, we're putting together a show. You should come out and try out for it. And definitely did, and, you know, hilarity ensued. And, man, we just made great work. It went from a show that was scripted to on the fly, and I think, honestly, that's where, we made our niche, is when we stopped making scripted shows out of the Block Presents. because that's when, you know, you get to see the creative mind working. You know, we just basically went in on that same day, like, look, you know, this is what's relevant right now, and this is what we should talk about, and we would form a skit to it on the fly, and, you know, I mean, once we aired it, a lot of people loved it. I still have people to this day talking about The Block Presents, which is a good thing, and you know, I mean, it makes me feel even more appreciated that people appreciate our work and what we were able to do at that point in time.
Yeah, and who's to say that, you know, it might restart again? You may never know.
That's what I was just going to ask, Crosby. You just, like, read my mind, because I was going to ask, do you think you guys will ever do more of that? And you just, like, you just pulled it out of thin air, even before I could speak.
I mean, you never know. I've been hearing something about a possible reunion skit. I mean, possibly a reunion show. We don't know about a full season, but, you know, there's been some rumblings I've been hearing about it. You know, I can't confirm or deny. But there's a lot of anticipation. A lot of cult followers have been asking me, like, "Yeah, you guys gonna get back together? You guys gonna at least do one more show, a reunion show?" But, well, I don't know. I think that's up to Crosby and the rest of the cast members. I know I'm definitely on board. I'm on air saying that now that I'm on board to do that. You know, that's basically my beginning of television. So I'm definitely on board. I love doing it, and I love the people I did it with. So,
yes, wonderful and talented people that, you know, that we did the Block Presents. And like I said, you may never know. We just might go for it. But, hey, you got to stay tuned.
Yeah, and so you guys want to talk about anybody, like, give shout-outs to anybody you guys want to talk about it as part of the project for Surprise Surprise?
Oh, my God.
There's a lot. Well, let's start with Miss Lady OWC herself, Miss Opal Thompson. Definitely huge and tremendous help. Without her help, this project definitely wouldn't be even anywhere near finalized. she's definitely a big help and, you know, big supporter of this project. All of our co-stars, from Candace Cummings to J.D. Ashale to, you know, Seneca Williams, Jeremy Wall. There's so many, you know, Carl Newman, the other part of the direction crew. You know, Crosby himself.
Yep, I was about to say Jonathan Smalls, you know, Aaron Peasley, you know, Miguel Fana, you know, Shereen Brown, our production coordinator, you know, who really, you know, saying that she stepped up big time just with the overall production of the movie.
Yep, AJ Charlie for a lot of the photo shoots and, you know, help with ground promo work. Kassan LeBlanc, you know, just doing a lot himself.
Kassan?
Yeah, there's a lot of people, you know, all the extras that came through. Fisher College for helping, letting us use their facilities. Game On Boston, another place. And there's a lot.
Merengues. Yes, Cabot Park, Sunny Almeida, and also Mayor Kevin, the mayor of Attleboro. The name slips me. I totally forgot. Forgive me.
Wow. Wow, he gave you a permit. You got the mayor's name,
probably. I apologize. Kevin Adams, you know, saying, who was the mayor of Attleboro, Massachusetts, who basically let us use the city block. I don't know what other mayor in this state would ever do that, but, you know, saying, Kevin, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. Malcolm Gray, he helped us a lot with, you know, help promoting. Of course, you, Shelly, like, you've been with us before even the film started filming, you know, when it was in its infant stages. So definitely thank you very much. You always have us on your show. You always welcome us with open arms, and I'm definitely appreciative. I know Crosby's definitely appreciative, so I definitely want to get that out there for the viewers. We do appreciate Shelly Nunchuk. She does not have a nunchuck in my head telling me to say this at all. You know, this is just coming from the heart, so thank you very much, Shelly.
Oh, I'm going to cry live on the air. Where's my tissues? Thank you. I have to support it. It's like, you know, back home, some guys from back home and stuff, and just like, I just, you know, underdogs like Crosby's, like myself, he has the heart. He has a heart of gold, and I support that. I can see that. And even it goes way, way back when the first time when I went to go to audition for, I think it was the pilot for All for One, and the thing that got me about Crosby, there was a video on the website, and he was talking from the heart. I go, I like this guy. I really, really like this guy. And he said, I'm going to go to audition. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to go on audition. Right? So I was like, it was really when I first started getting into acting. And I was like, well, I didn't really fit into, you know, what you guys were really looking for. I said, you know what? I said, the hell with this. So I started just going off and doing comedy skits. And you guys were like, oh, my God. And Crosby's like, we got to have her back. And I never forgot that. I remember that. And that's why I'll always have a connection no matter where I go in this world. I'm always going to be connected to Crosby and Tricepta Studios.
Yeah, which shout out to, you know, saying Jay's brother Laz, who came up with the Tricepta's casting method, we like to call the Tricepta's casting method. Which, you know, for our next projects, if you guys, you know, saying when we call a cast call, we have a certain method how we do our castings. So, you know, I'm glad you enjoyed
it. It's definitely outside the box. I encourage you guys to be creative.
That's all we say. Yeah. Because we will test you.
Oh, I know. You just made me think of something. I saw our wedding pictures. Someone get married?
Yeah, Lazarus just got married this past Saturday. You know, my older brother got married, and Crosby and myself was both in the wedding, you know, so that was a great experience, you know. It was tons of fun, you know, and, you know, we all looked sharp. We was all in our suits.
Yeah, you guys look good. I saw the picture. Oh, you guys.
We have a fresh cut, you know, going all out in Rhode Island. I mean, like, it was a great night, and I'm just happy for my brother, you know, saying he really, you know, saying deserves to be happy. So shout out to the newlyweds, you know, saying Laz and AP, you know, saying
definitely,
congratulations.
Definitely shout out to them, Big Bro and the sister-in-law now, you know. So it's one big happy family in the Tricepta's household, I guess.
Like, yeah. But I ain't gonna be the stepbrother. I ain't gonna be the stepbrother that you know saying you bring up and everything on that like that.
Yeah, the uncle that they try to keep away, you know.
Hey.
You know, he's like uncle that has one too many drinks. He's like, oh Lord.
What, Crosby?
Yeah, Crosby's that uncle.
No, I'm not.
What? You what?
No, I'm not.
Crosby's that uncle, you know. He has one too many drinks and wants to give you the long lunches.
Yeah, that brings back the stories of, you know, saying when I did have, well, you know, saying we don't condone drinking, of course, or anything of that nature. You know, if you do that,
no drinking and driving.
Yeah, but, No, we don't do that.
We don't condone it.
No, drink and driving.
I may have
done it once or twice before, but we definitely don't condone it.
Yeah.
No, so fact is, seatbelts have a designated driver, always, if you do go through that situation.
Yeah, I think some people might have a hard time drinking and walking, never mind drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, so besides, like, surprise, because I know tomorrow's a big night and stuff like that, do you have anything else in store? You just still, you know, just getting all excited for surprise, do you have anything in the works? Or, I mean, anything else going on that you can tell us about?
Well, I mean, if you don't mind me saying this, Crosby, we released the Surprise official soundtrack yesterday, which is receiving rave reviews, honestly. I encourage everyone to go download it for free, of course, at www.surprisethis.com. Once again, that's www.surprisethis.com. 16 great tracks from top to bottom. Guarantee you guys to be in love with the soundtrack. It gives you an overall theme of the movie. You know what I mean? It's a really upbeat soundtrack. You know, you guys will love it. And like I said, I put my stamp of approval on it.
Oh, you know what?
No,
you
definitely
can do live on the air? I don't know if it's possible. If you guys can do it, because I only have the cue with feel. Is there a way, because it's you guys' music, right? Can you play,
I think, a
song? Oh, there was
a
song that, I think it was Call Me or something, and I wasn't too sure whose song that was.
That's our partner out, that's our partner in crime out there, Cartel, Ryan and Lee Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Cartel, Lee Wilson, and Kevin Woods, Call Me.
Yeah, we do have a song on the soundtrack entitled Summertime that features Laz and Cat and myself, Jail City. That song is actually on the soundtrack. You guys can check that out. That's something, you know, we felt real good about that song. It's something that actually came to us on the fly. You know, Crosby was playing the instrumental one day that he had made, and I was liking it. I was just like, wow, this reminds me of like a cookout. It's something I could just listen to at a cookout. And words started flowing, and we had the chorus, and, you know, we wrote our verses. You know, and of course, my brother Laz jumped on it. You know what I mean? Because that's their duo, Laz and Cat, and they laid that track down, and history was made. That was the first track that Laz and Cat did with Jail City. And it's entitled Summertime. Once again, that is on the soundtrack of the Surprise Surprise.
Yep, and we might just come out with the video soon. Because I'll honestly speaking, we would definitely want to do the video for that particular song.
Oh, sweet. So it's a summertime kind of feel to it, right? Like you said, barbecue and stuff like that. Is that the type of feel the video
definitely is?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you listen to the track, it's going to bring you back, you know. Crosby mentioned lines about, you know, using a super soaker to squirt girls as they run by, which is, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
It brings me back to my childhood. You know what I mean? I remember the super soakers and how we used to do that. I used to pump up the super soaker and squirt, you know, the water pipe. So it's definitely a feel-good song and bring you back and have you reminiscing about the good old days.
I think I know that I'm a little bit older than you guys, and I remember, like, whipping water balloons. I don't know if you guys were using the water balloons
and
the hydrants.
The fire hydrants, we used to do, but the super soakers? No, there's nothing like super soakers in the hood, let's be honest, with you in the summertime. Which my personal favorite, I had the Super Soaker 200, so nobody messed with me on that.
You know, so
you guys had Super Soakers. We had these little pistol things that you had to, like, hit this little knob thing, you open it up, and you had to keep going with your faucet or your hose.
And my Super Soaker, you know, I came with a little backpack, I had to strap it on, two tanks full of water, so you pump it up, and you just power spray people. It was just amazing. You know, while everyone else's Super Soaker was running out, mine still had a full tank and I was ready to go. So
I can imagine. I can only imagine
a lot of people was wary about what they said to me when I had my Super Soaker would be an understatement. People walked on thin pins and needles because they knew if you looked at me wrong, I was ready to squirt you, you know. So it was all fun. Fun game, so.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. Those great moments are when it happens in the summertime, which is now. And like I said, it's on the soundtrack. Download it. You know, saying that song with myself and Laz and Jail City, you know, saying Jay Holland, it's just fantastic. And just so many other great artists that are on the soundtrack, from Nancy to Maverick to Nate Landers to Voodoo Soul to, you know, Desert Fleet and, you know, saying Paula. And just it blows your mind because Ray Royale, I mean, it's so many great new artists that are on this album. You got to get it. And honestly, A&S, you know what I'm saying? A&S, Monkey Gang representing out in New York. What's up, you know what I'm saying, to Miss M? You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, one of my film brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got to download the soundtrack. It's the hottest thing going today.
Oh, I think Jay just dropped out. I think it's called Just Drop. Wait a minute. Oh gosh. Hold up for a second.
You couldn't hold the candle.
Hello. Is that Jay again?
Yes, Crosby. What you do, man? Why'd you do that to me, Crosby?
I didn't do nothing, man. That's your onus right there, man.
Yeah, as I was saying, man, the soundtrack is great, man. It's all unsigned talent, which is even better because it helps their music get out to the masses. It's right to the core, you know. It's like no other sound. I mean, it's an eclectic mix of young R&B, soul, hip-hop artists. It's going to be great. You know, everyone from Carter Marie, she's worked with Timbaland, who's a legendary producer, worked with Rio Grande, who's a Grammy Award-winning producer. I mean, she has an outstanding voice. Definitely, you got to check her out, Carter Marie. I mean, there's so much talent on that soundtrack that, you know, I get excited just thinking about it.
Me too. And honestly, I was just listening to it when I was driving, and I was like, I cannot believe this is the soundtrack for the movie. It's astounding. The music that you hear from it, we got so many varieties. And like I said, once you see the movie and play the soundtrack, you're just going to fall instantly in love with Surprise, Surprise.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
kudos. I'm sorry, Shelley. Go right ahead.
No, that's okay. I wanted to know because, you know, I'm all into stunts and everything like this because, you know, on the Facebook you see the pictures. I see something like maybe some wrestlers or some sort of cage thing. Anything you can let them use, no. Like, I'm just sitting there going, num, 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 num. What is that? Like, what is the cage?
Num, num, num.
And num, 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 num. I'm just like, woo. I get all excited and such. I just, like, there has to be some sort of, like, wrestling or something. I'm like, something's going on. I'm like, someone going to get body slammed or something or something going on in there that I should know.
You know what? Just hearing this now, my job really, you know, starts to crinkle a little bit from hearing this.
What?
Your job, man. I'm just now beginning feeling. All right, we're not gonna mention how in one scene I got basically beat up because certain people wanted to just keep getting safety shots. I've never heard of having six safety shots for one team. I heard of having one safety shot, but six safety shots from the same angle, I've never heard of that a day in my career. I think there was just
one. A what shot? What kind of shot are you saying?
You know, they had a safety shot. So basically, you shoot your original shot, and you always want to back it up with a safety shot. So we had the original shot. We had the safety shot, but then they wanted about five more safety shots, which I've never heard of. I think they just enjoyed seeing that scene in the movie. You know, I'm not going to give it away. But I think
did you get body slammed or something like that? Did someone,
you have to turn up tomorrow.
Oh.
You have to come out to the premiere tomorrow. You got to come out. In the Square Cinema, 7 p.m. for the movie viewing, 6 p.m. meet and greet, 1 Kendall Square, Cambridge, Mass.
Tickets are still
available at www.surprisethis.com or at the Kendall Square box office.
Get them now. And we can't tease you, but let's just say you'll understand why those six takes, you know, we're taking. But hey, we ain't going to spoil it. I mean, you talk about your six takes. What about going 2 to 3 minutes, huh? Five different times. Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't as much as it compared to what I enjoyed. And then they have to do it over on another day, too, just for the hell of it. I mean, wasn't too dandy neither.
How about any battle scars? Did you guys get any battle scars from the scene?
I don't know. What'd
any
you
blood?
You can't give it away.
You don't have to say anything about the plot, but did you get any battle scars or anything like that? Any stitches, any broken bones or anything?
Oh, no broken bones on my end. but like I said, I did lose feeling. in a couple of places, and then I definitely had to hit the ground. I curled up, but that scene wasn't done on purpose. That was an accidental scene. But yeah, so
yeah.
It happened.
No,
it's all in acting, you know. So sometimes
yeah.
In this app.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not going to divulge anything of that nature of anything, but let's just say, you know, I'm finally feeling 100% better from everything. So.
Oh, that's good. But I was like, yes, a little bit of stunts in there. I like it. I'm really liking it now.
I was like, oh, I really like it now.
Yeah. Now you're talking, Shelly Munchak.
You didn't have any stunt doubles.
No stunt doubles. Yes.
Shelly, we were channeling our inner Jackie Chan. Let's just let that. I'm sorry,
though. Inner Jackie Chan.
Ding, ding.
Yes. I'm all excited now. I'm awake. I'm like, I worked about 10 hours today. I'm like, yeah, I'm so overtired. You mentioned Jackie Chan. That's it. I'm awake now. Bring it on. I'm excited now. So, did you I can't even say the words, but I'm so proud of you guys. It's such a wonderful feeling. It's not even my film, and I'm all like psyched for you guys because it just seems like a long journey. And it's like, I hope I'm gonna get that feeling the day I like meet Jackie Chan. I hope it's like, you know, that's like my dream to work with him. This is part of you guys' dream where it's on this. How does it feel? That's why I keep asking. How does it feel?
Oh man, Crosby, you've been on this longer than I have.
Like I said, I'll be honest, like the nerves, it hasn't really all kicked in just yet. But there was actually a moment. I was actually in the car earlier today and I was crying.
Oh.
Like, I don't know why, but I was just like, tears were just rolling down my eyes.
You're a little poor.
Shut up.
Listen, Jay. I'll hitchhike down there with some nunchucks, okay? Don't pick on
Crosby.
Oh,
that's right. Shelly got my back, brother.
That's right.
Honestly,
that's right.
I got his back. It's a great feeling just to know. No, once I heard, and that's a wrap. You know, and this being my first feature length film, I definitely had excitement. You know, definitely, you know, felt overjoyed to know that I was a part of something special, and that you know what we are doing could actually, you know, change somewhat the dynamic of film. I felt very gracious to be a part of that, and you know, I mean, to be behind the scenes as well, and see how much work went into everything. It just makes you appreciate it so much more. And with Crosby, I can only imagine because Crosby's been, you know, he's been a one-man machine as far as trying to raise money and, you know, putting the word out there about the film. People were asking about the film, like I said, even before we started filming. So, you know, just to build up that much buzz and anticipation is great within itself. So, you know, like I said, all the kudos to Crosby and Lazarus for such a great script and project, and then kudos to the cast and crew for making it come to life.
Yes, all the cast and crew, you know, all deserves a round of applause. And honestly, I hope that tomorrow night we can all just applaud these men and women who, you know, they gave their time and effort and energy towards this project and just made this dream of mine and a lot of the people a reality where a lot of, like I said, this shouldn't have happened, but guess what? It has happened. The happening is coming. It's soon. And honestly speaking, we are all excited. We cannot wait to premiere tomorrow night, May 30th, at Kendall Square Cinema. The surprise, surprise, advanced screening.
At Kendall Square Cinemas. Kendall Square Cinemas.
You know, you just
hey,
this
is a voiceover there.
You know, I used to always wanted to have a voiceover from the monster truck rallies. So I was like, yeah, I could just imagine that.
Surprise, 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 surprise at Kendall Square, Kendall Square Cinema.
You know, I thought that was always a cool feature.
I always wanted to do that in a wrestling promo. Just be like, you know, this Thursday, May 30th, 2013, tickets $15, you will see the greatness that is Surprise, Surprise.
Oh,
I'm
that just reminded me of something. Crosby, that just reminded me of something. A couple years ago, I still have it because you tagged me in your video. There was something you were going all psycho, and it was like a wrestling promo, and you were like, ah, like screaming in this video, and I was like, wow, he's crazy. I like the energy. It was like a, do you remember what I talked about? It was some sort of wrestling thing. I was like, Crosby, bring it on my show. I want to hear it. You've got your chance now, live on the air. Do a promo show like a wrestling thing. You've got your chance right now. Now go.
Oh.
Do you need an introduction, Crosby? Let me hear Crosby. Come on, you're live on the air. I'm putting you on the spot. I want to hear the promo right now. So some sort of wrestling thing. You can do it because I've seen that video. Don't say you can't because I know you can.
Now you put me in. Now you give me a lot. You're giving me too much credit here, to be honest with you.
Come on, Crosby.
Okay,
all
right.
Come on.
All right. Now listen here and you listen good. Because I'm only going to say this once. This right here is what we worked for. This right here is the moment. It's been 8 long years. 8 long years. And now, the time is now. You see in my eyes, you see a man. You see a wild boar, a wild pig who has been trapped, encapsulated. And now, as the buzz builds and the nerves shake from my own body and the stars from the heaven shine down and they follow through, now comes the moment. Now comes the time. Woo! That surprise, surprise will finally show, go one-on-one with the greatest in the world today, the great ones, Crosby Tatum. You see, you look into my eyes, you see a man of passion, a man of fire, a man on fire. And you see Jay Holland, strong and willed, Noble Thompson, bare bone, bare knuckle, and Carl Nuinger. Yeah, Carl. This is the moment we have all strived for, from JDS Shield to Candace Cummins to Shereen Brown. This is the moment that we have all waited for. This is the moment where we shine. We will not go quietly into the night. We will shine brighter and glitzier and glamorous, more so than you will ever, ever see. Because we are the great ones. And surprise, surprise, we'll ascend beyond your own expectations, baby. So this Thursday, May 30th, 2013, make sure you come out and you see greatness. Because I see it and these people see it. The question is, will you see it?
I'm down. If you ain't down with that, I got 2 words for you. Watch it.
Oh, boy. You guys are not going to be able to go to bed tonight. Or either that, I'll wear you guys out and then you'll sleep real well.
We're very animated. Real quick, shout out to Liz Cardenas here. Can't forget about Liz.
Liz!
She's a big help, everything behind the scenes she was able to do as well. So shout out to her, shout out to Xavier Wilkins, definitely big shout out to them. They were on a part of our cast, you know, so definitely shout out to them.
Exactly. These guys, like I said, Liz and Xavier, they truly came through in big time moments, to be honest with you. And they put in a lot of time and effort, and that is not going to go unnoticed.
Man, honestly, Shelly, man, like, this, I can honestly say, was a family thing. The cast and crew was definitely a family built from scratch, you know, and every family you have your run-ins, you know, and you're going to have your disagreements. But we all, you know, we love one another and definitely had a great time on the set. And to be honest, the footage you know, whenever we want to throw it onto a DVD or stuff like that, we'll show that. Definitely, it was just an overall great experience. Tons of laughs. Like, you cannot put us all on set and us not laugh. You know what I mean? Someone walking in the door is going to make someone laugh. We were just that silly. Like, Crosby would walk in the room, we just start laughing. He'd be like, what are you guys laughing at? And we couldn't explain it, but we were just laughing. So, you know, it was something like that. You know, it was a great aura in the room, great people to work with. Definitely would work with them all again. You know, it was definitely a great experience. And I can honestly say, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I thank all of them. I have nothing but a lot of love for every last one of them for being a part of this project.
No, definitely. And like I said, shout out to all of our cast and crew who contributed so much, and also to our extras and everyone who really stepped out on faith and, you know, really brought so much to this film. And like I said, you are all going to see that tomorrow night, May 30th, at Kendall Square Cinema, 6 p.m. Meet and Greet, 7 p.m. showing. You're going to see all the effort and the hard work put into this film. So we just, we just have to say thank you, guys. From the bottom of my heart and from Jay's heart, we just say thank you for everything that you've done. And we will, we will work again, cross paths again. We're on the journey of life, and we're glad that you're a part of, you know, this journey with all of us.
It's so sweet. You guys want to thank any family members, anybody out there, anyone special, like, you know, any girls or anything like that, or?
I definitely want to, thank my parents. You know, without them, I wouldn't be here. The Lord, Savior above. I want to give a shout out to my daughter. You know, Daddy loves you. Renee Dozier, Deja Morris, Shari Dozier. I mean, the little Jay Jr. on the way. Definitely want to, you know, give him his first shout out before he was even in the world. So shout out to all of them. Shout out to, my Hustle Squad team, my Shot Shot team, everyone a part of the Unit 4 Productions, and just everyone in my hometown of Lynn, Massachusetts. And, of course, the biggest shout out to Miss Shelly Nunchucks. You can't forget Shelly. Got to give you the biggest shout out.
I'm going to cry. I just support. You know, when I see something that I like it, I say what I like. And, you know, sticking with stuff, I mean, I'm probably a spaz, as you guys know. You remember the nights we were hanging out. You just know. I mean, it's how I am. And when I see something, you know, I really like it, I'm very supportive, especially for the indie worlds. I'm so much supportive because I do know that most of the times, a lot of people that write, you know, for the films and stuff, their own companies, the money's coming out of their own pocket. And that's something. You know, it's something, it's a struggle. And no one's really rich. I mean, when you're starting off in indies and stuff a lot, you know, it is a struggle because most of us work, like, full-time jobs. And that after the full-time jobs, if some people have families and stuff, you know, they got to take care of their kids and then all these other things. And then you can start doing the film. And it's during your free time. So it's a lot of work. And then if you do any action scenes, it's even twice the amount of work, blood, sweat, and tears. And speaking of action stuff, I really, really want to know, just a little bit of changes. Are you guys going to ever do an action film?
It's definitely a possibility with that one.
What do you mean definitely? It should be.
Definitely a possibility. I don't want to pull the cat out the bag, but, you know, I know Crosby's definitely big on it, and I'm definitely big on it. I think it's just something where we just got to get the right elements for it, the right storyline and stuff like that, and I think it'll definitely happen. And you never know, but right now we're worried about surprise. Who knows? People might like that. I'm already hearing people asking about possibly a sequel, and people haven't even seen the movie yet. So you never know where we can go.
That's sweet. I hope it helps. I hope this film really does help to launch you guys even more. And for you, you know, to be able to make films for the rest of your lives, I wish you guys so much happiness and health. And I hope you do get a lot of prosperity. You know, I hope funds do come to you guys, you know, even easier after this, so you guys can make films for the rest of your life. I really do hope and pray that for you guys.
But like I said, we hope so too. And like I said, this ain't gonna be the end. It might be the beginning. Who knows? It might happen another one or something different. You know, we'll see what happens. But no, we're just thankful for everything that we for everything that we've done. And just I hope that like Jay gets successful from this movie, and like Opal and Shireen and Carl and JD and Candace and Allison and Mike and Don and Missy. You know, I hope they get successful by all of this. Which also we've got shout out to Miss Don Machette, you know, saying Ross, who came out from LA to be a part of this movie.
Oh,
just
wow.
To do one scene, may I add, just to do one scene, and that's definitely the big shout out to her. Much love to Don Machette, aka Missy. You know, she was tremendous. She, like I said, she flew out for one scene, and that just shows how much people appreciated the project that Crosby had, and you know how much respect that he's received from his peers.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think that's very sweet. All the way out there, whoa. That's awesome.
Yeah, like I said, that moment when she flew out and she was on set for us, I felt like, wow. There's no way I'm quitting this movie. There's no way I'm quitting anything in life. You know, I'm gonna give her the same commitment and dedication that Missy put in, because like you know she was definitely an inspiration for us.
That's awesome. It's just, I mean, when you hear these things, it's kind of nice to share the things that, you know, especially stuff that you overcome, because you never know who will be watching the show. It could be someone that you know has a dream and they don't know how to start, but given the chance for people to tell the stories like you guys, maybe someone will hear it and say, wow, you know, they just started off at a certain point. Well, maybe I can too. And, you know, giving tips like in the beginning of the show, which you weren't on the show, but I was asking Crosby about tips. Do you have any tips yourself? You know, anybody that wants to, you know, start on their dreams, any acting or anything like that, what would you give some advice to people out there that has dreams and they haven't even started yet, they're afraid to or whatever, what would you give to people that are new?
I always tell people never fear success of yourself. Success is only determined by you, what you feel is a success. I think a lot of people get lost in that. They think it's always what other people think. Success only can derive from you. So if you feel, no matter how big or small, if you accomplish something and you feel it's a success in your life, then take it as a success. I always tell people not to take too much advice from other people, because that just takes away from who they are as an actual person. I mean, you can listen to people. You can choose to adhere to their advice. At the end of the day, just stick to your guns. Be yourself. Get out and network. That is crucial. Definitely get out there and network with people. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself to people and meet and greet people. And overall, whatever you're doing, just enjoy what you're doing and give your full-blown effort into it. I mean, people will always respect that.
Agreed 100%. And those lessons are something that I actually also learned from Jay as well. You know, to just be yourself and to just, you know, so, you know, too many people, they'll have opinions on things. You can listen, but, you know, you are the ultimate decider of your own destiny.
And you guys, now I know you guys want to make, you know, more of a name for yourself, but as you were growing up and you got into acting, did you guys, you know, besides like family and friends, were there any artists out there, actors, singers? Was there anybody that you've ever wanted to work with growing up? Is there anybody that you wish to work with today?
No, I'll let Crosby start off if you want.
No, thank you. Now, there was one person. Thanks, Jay. I appreciate it. I personally wanted to, you know, work with a Spike Lee and also a Denzel Washington, who doesn't want to work with Denzel?
I just have to do the last.
You know, I mean, like, I mean, this is, I mean, now that I know more about the business, I just say that I just want to work with anyone and everyone, as long as they're down to earth, as long as they're good people, and you know, they know they're pretty much ready to go, and you know, have fun, and we can just, you know, make some things happen. You know, that's really what, you know, I like to do and work with. But yeah, that was like my childhood stuff back in the day. And also, just work with Arnold, too. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really? Oh my gosh, yes. Vicious Beast. Like, it's funny because, you know, I've been making more and more friends in the stunt community, you know, like in like Hollywood and stuff, and I see pictures, their pictures, and it's like they've got pictures with Arnold, and it's like it just seems so normal, like, you know, connecting and other people, like, seeing, like, I don't know if you guys know who Michael J. White is.
Yes, Michael J. White.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, a.k.a. Yeah, Spawn.
Yes, he's like, he's been doing a lot of things. And I just want to know how, I'll get back to you and Jay in a second because I want to know about your inspirations and stuff, but I do want to know, how does Michael Jai White, big guy as he is, how does he fly like Tony Jaa? Now, you guys probably would know what I'm talking about. I hope so. It's just that when I'm seeing he gets here, there's no wires, and he's a big, huge guy. He's like a brick house. He can fly like he was doing, you know, Muay Thai, and he does this three kick up in the air, and he's not on wires. I don't know if you've seen the film Blood and Bone, directed by Ben Ramsey. He ends up jumping. There's a fight scene going on. He ends up jumping up. I mean, I guess he's done it a couple times, but this one in Blood and Bone, he just jumps up and does this three kick, and I'm like, how does this guy fly? He's huge. Like, he's like a little guy, but he moves like this, you know, tomorrow. And I'm like, man, to work with him, oh, my gosh. I don't think I could focus, to tell you the truth, because if the guy takes his shirt off, I'd be like, I think I need a towel. I'm just like, because I'd be drooling there. I'm going, you're supposed to sit and be respectful, do your job. But, man, guy takes his shirt off, I'll be like, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh, I think I need a fan. You know, you have to focus on things. But anyway, you know.
He's a great action star. Like, I remember my first film seeing him in was Spawn. I seen him in Spawn, and I was like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big Spawn guy. I seen Blood and Bone, and, you know, I mean, that I tell people about that movie all the time. I used to be a college basketball coach, and I actually had the film Blood and Bone. We watched it for, like, one of our road trips, and that's all of what my team was able to talk about. Like, Coach, we got to watch Blood and Bone again. Can I borrow the DVD? Like, it's that movie, I mean, especially the first theme of the movie, you know, when he's in the bathroom, in the shower area, you know.
Oh, yeah, comes up. In the jail? Yeah, oh, my gosh. I'm like, how does he move so fast? Because he's such a big guy, and it's like, you would not think he moved, and he's not on wires. I'm like, how does he fly and get here like that?
Now, did you see the behind the scenes video with him, like, you know, teaching Kimbo about punching and everything like that?
Mm-hmm.
I did
the director.
Not, but if he's training Kimbo, then you already know.
Well, it's also the guy, the director, Ben Ramsey. It's also another thing too, the way he can catch the fight scenes and the cuts and everything like that. Because Michael J. White has a double uppercut in what was that film too that he did? Was it Undisputed? It was another one. He was in the jail.
Undisputed, I think.
Oh,
part.
Tony Ra. I think it's like, no, it's Tony. What's his? No, it's the Russian dude. What's his name?
No, it's Undisputed too.
He was in
Undisputed Part 2, because I believe Wesley Snipes was in Part 1 of Undisputed. He was in Undisputed 2, and he played the boxer from the boxer's angle, and Part 1, Ben Reigns was the boxer of Undisputed. And Undisputed 2, they used Michael Jai White and placed him in that boxer role, kind of, and they tweaked his character a little bit.
Hmm. Yeah, he's got a great double uppercut. I was just like, whoa, it's just really fast. He just moves like nothing. And but I'm like, I'm getting so way off topic here. I'm just sitting there. See, bring up Michael J. White, and I just like lose my mind. But
he's definitely somebody I want to work with, you know, in the future.
Yeah. And you guys, I don't know if you guys saw Black Dynamite. Did you see that? That was a comedy spoof.
And he has a cartoon. Watch the cartoon to it too. So.
See, I haven't seen that yet, but I was like, I still want to see, because I don't have a TV, so I just watch everything via internet, like off of my computer. So I just like, I still haven't seen it yet, but I love Netflix, because you pay like $7.99 a month, and I'm like a kid in the candy store. I'm sitting like Homer Simpson drooling, going, ah, just like that. but anyway, yeah, I'm like a kid in a candy store, like Homer Simpson in the donuts. But anyway, Jay, what are some of your inspirations growing up? Who did you want to work with? Is there anybody that you'd want to work with today?
Well, I mean, before I even thought about acting, like I said, I'm definitely into music first. So I always, from the music side of things, I always wanted to work with Stevie Wonder. You know, I was actually lucky enough to, you know, perform with Smokey Robinson, Lionel Richie, and Raphael Sadiq at the Kennedy Center Honors a few years back in front of President Obama. So that was a great talent. But as far as film-wise, I mean, geez, I couldn't even tell you where to begin. Like, there are so many talented actors and actresses I would love to work with in various roles. But I think if I was to work with one person right off the bat, I think it would be Will Smith. I would work with Will Smith because, A, I know that would be a big thing. That's one.
Yeah.
That's a box office smash. And then, two, just being on set, you know, and getting tips from him, as we all know, he makes $20 million a film. You know, so just to get his perspective on how he goes about picking scripts and, you know, how he learns how to research for his roles and things like that, I think that would be great. I mean, just to work with him right out the gate, I could tell it would be a never dull moment on set. Never a dull moment, though.
Yeah, he seems like a still funny, down-to-earth kind of guy, and he's been around for so many years, and I don't know if you guys seen the new clip. It was off of a talk show. Will Smith is there with his son, Jaden, and Jaden's, I was like, man, he's getting tall, and
yeah.
I guess DJ mm-hmm. Jazzy Jeff is there, and then Alfonso Ribeiro, and they're doing, you know, stuff from, like, you know, way back, and it's Jaden. It's so funny. Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know what show it is.
Yeah,
it's
Gordon,
around.
The Gordon, I forget the gentleman.
Not
Apache. It's on the BBC network, but yeah, I've seen that, and it was on Jam On. I've seen that.
Yes, because you know what that, like, I can remember from that, because I used to love the Fresh Prince, and from that song, I remember they had to make some money, and they were pretending to be strippers, and they're doing this really stupid dance, and it's like, you just go back, it's like, I mean, when you think about it, it's like, that was really an awesome show. The issues and stuff like that, you want to go back. I wish they had Fresh Prince. I don't know if they have it on Netflix, but I would sit around and watch a marathon of that any day. Because it's sometimes, you know, you just miss it, and it's just like, I wish it was a show that could, like, last forever, but I guess kids grow up, and that's when the show kind of, like, ends, when kids finally get older.
Oh, no, they still air it, you know, and, I mean, Alfonso Ribeiro is still known as Carlton, even through other generations. Like I said, they still comes on television on various channels, you know, so I know a lot of people know Tom Jones just off of Carlton's dance, you know.
One of you guys should make a parody. You guys should be doing that dance, doing the Carlton dance.
Crosby has that nail. Crosby is the perfect guy for that. Crosby has that nailed to a T.
Wait, what show was that?
Just the Carlton dance. Crosby, you guys have to see Crosby's certain dance moves when he wants to make up a dance. I mean, Crosby, if we were to give him a show and just let him make up his own dance and stuff like that, Crosby would be a cult classic character. You know what I mean? And I really mean that, and I really believe that, because Crosby, his sense of humor ranges. It's not just something that's inside the box. His humor is outside the box, and it attracts others, too. So his comedy, it could be dry comedy. It could be live comedy. Like, Crosby ranges the field when it comes to his comedic performances. So definitely, like, I would put my money on Crosby. Do any dance, and I guarantee you, I would pay the person that doesn't laugh at Crosby dancing.
No, you know what you're going to do? Crosby, after you get off the show, you got to do this for me. You got to play the song and do the Carlton dance, and I want to see it on Facebook tonight.
Now you're taking this to a whole different level now.
you gotta do it. This show is gonna end. This, you still have 40 minutes, so you better prepare. I want to see tonight before midnight. I want you to do the Carlton dance. I dare you to do the Carlton dance and post it on Facebook with the song.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
With you giving a promo for Surprise Surprise, why are you doing it?
I don't know about that. That was a one-off. I got to be honest. That's a one-off. Now the dance thing, you gotta pay me, okay? I work off
royalties here. No, come on, Crosby. I don't ask for much. I have to see it. I have
Crosby,
to see it before midnight tonight.
Crosby, promotion.
Some on promotion saying, yep, Shelly Munchausen, if you had me to do it, it's fair trade to have you on my show. That's the least you could do for me is the Carlton dance.
Exactly. While promoting the movie, Crosby. get the song playing in the background and just record it, and it's like May 30th, 6 p.m.
You have to do it. The show ends. You have 1 hour to do it. The show ends. Our show, this radio show, ends in about 39 minutes. Well, probably less than that because I got to end the show with a song. But you have 1 hour to post after that till midnight to do the Carlton dance. And post it on my Facebook page.
Crosby.
All right. Suit yourselves. But you know what? You dared me to do this.
Oh,
and I don't take no prisoners.
You're going to love it. You're going to love
it. Crosby, tag me in the video.
You know what? You guys are very cruel. I thought we were all cool. I thought we were friends.
And then you gotta have the Chris Tucker voice in the beginning, like, is this what you want? And then it's cute music.
You gotta do it, Crosby.
That was just wrong.
It's for the sake of the film, Crosby.
If you want me to take one for the team once again to show my superiority, then you know what? Fine. I will do it. All right. Besides, you guys are all sick freaks anyway.
We have this on record. We have this on record. He agreed to do it before midnight tonight.
Before midnight tonight, it has to be posted. You'll have 1 hour.
That is just messed up. No.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe y'all are doing this. I really. What happened to you people?
Because
we
so
love
talented.
You.
We just want to share your talents with the world.
He's probably sitting there shaking his head, but you know it. Oh, come on, Crosby, you love it.
Yeah, he loves it. He thrives for these moments. He thrives.
Not because much.
In the eye of excellence. And I said, in the eye of excellence, Crosby Tatum is great.
Hey, can you guys sing a song live on the air? Can I put you guys on the spot? Can you do a song together live on the air?
Oh, you want to hear a song? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what are we going to do? Are we going to go back some retro R&B from...
What do you want to do?
Let's see. I'm a lady. I'm a romantic. You know,
okay.
I like to do a lot of the romantic songs. But we could go with a little Usher. You know, how do you
do
feel
something.
About Usher, Crosby? Do a little Usher, a little classic Usher. Probably You Make Me Wanna. You Remind Me.
Okay. I could definitely rock with both of those two.
It's up to you, Crosby, you know. I'll start off and then we'll have you hit the good notes.
Okay.
What
okay.
You, work with? You make me wanna. You remind me.
Now let's do. You make me wanna. Let's do that. Let's switch it out.
Before anything came between us, you were like
my best friend.
The one I used to run and talk to. Me and my girl were having problems. You used to say it'll be okay. Suggest the nice things I should do.
Do.
And when I go home at night, I lay my head down. I seem to think if I was you,
just you,
you make me want to leave and run away.
This whole relationship, too,
this is what you do, yeah.
Think about the reason why the thing come out with.
You make me.
You're one way.
Start a new relationship.
This is what you do. Okay, I was off a little bit. Excuse me.
Just a little bit. You know what? We're going old school. Because Shelly, we're going to hit you with the temptation. You're my girl. How about that one?
Go with it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just come in.
We'll do it that way.
Sure.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside.
Now it's a delay of
phone. Up the main. So well, I guess you say. What can make me feel this way, my girl? Jeez, Crosby, what's my back?
My girl.
Talking about my girl.
Ooh.
Said I've got a sweeter soul.
Oh.
Then the birds in the trees.
Yeah.
I said, I got lots of honey, baby.
Yeah.
Then I love the bees. Well, I guess you think what can make me feel this way. My girl. Talking about my girl.
Ooh.
And then we get the dance steps of which Crosby will be doing the coffin dance before midnight tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he's gonna be doing it now.
Champs.
You can't get out of it.
Tonight, catch Crosby Tatum doing the Crosby, a.k.a. the Carlton Dance. The Carlton Dance before 12 a.m. tonight.
So it's like you have exactly
following,
one hour.
It will go, yeah. And immediately following, it will go offline.
It's going to go.
You have to tag us in the video so we can prove it.
Yep.
Yeah, privatize it. It's for the sake
of
the
film. As soon as it's posted, I'm going to download it and keep it forever.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
All right. I'm just letting you know. After the screening, there will be, you know, saying FEMA and all the other government agencies, they'll come for that. They will come for that video. I'll make sure of that. The FEMAs and the Santa Marias, they'll all come for that.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to save that. So if there's any little Crosby, like, juniors running around in the future someday, I'll be like, look,
wow.
Eddie.
Whoa.
I'm
going to
save it for
whoa.
Your kids.
not my kids.
You guys, never say never. You never can tell, Crosby. I'm going to, like, wait till you, yep, someday when you have kids and with Facebook it might still be around, be like, hey, little ones, look, it's your daddy doing the Carlton.
Oh, man. Someone changed that real quick.
Well, give him more ammunition while you're at it.
Oh, man.
You know something, guys? You ever notice when things, the stupidest things out in the world, I am not kidding, whatever is the stupidest thing makes the most money. If you ever notice that, the stupidest things, films and stuff like that, I swear to God, I want to make the stupidest horror movie in the world. Now, just hear me out. They have on Netflix, I am not kidding, they have one film called The Elevator, another one called The Corridor. I want to do like the prequel called The Floor. Because it's called The Floor because before you entered the elevator, you had to walk through the corridor. Before you had to go through the corridor, you got to walk the floor. You know how they have the prequels or something like that? I'm going to make a really stupid horror film called The Floor.
In a building somewhere unknown to man, you the place, the floor is not clean. Dust bunnies everywhere.
No, these are real films. I am not kidding. I just, like, I do not know. I mean, if these films get funded, I mean, what? Where do they get the money for these films? I want to know.
Carpets unvacuumed.
Well, there you go. That's probably where they get it from. The carpets.
Are you ready?
For the floor.
For marriage, June 8th. We welcome you. We dare you to walk on the floor.
Because really, think about it. It's like, to make a film, you get the money. And it's like, I know all these talented stunt guys that are absolutely amazing. And I bet if I got the money and I was to pay them, they would come. You know, it's like, you write a great script, and if you can get the talent, all you need is the money, right?
This is true.
Pretty much. Like, you know, that's the way the game is being played nowadays. There are exceptions to the rules, and those exceptions, they're very, very, you know, they're very scarce, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
And they're based on relationships. Something that, like Jay said, I talked about earlier, was basically the networking, the things that you do in order to, grow yourself and your brand and and who you are as a person. So it's always based on networks and, you know, people that we know. And that's really where, to bring it back, that's really how Surprise Surprise effectively was made, is the fact of we were reaching into our networks, the people that we built beforehand. And, you know, with Jay's expertise in networking and marketing, you know, we are not where we are today if it's not for him.
Thank you, sir, but it was a team effort.
Yeah, team effort. Now you guys just going to help me get to work with Jackie Chan.
Hey, never know. It's a possibility.
I mean, I don't want to fight him. I just want to work side by side. I'll be even a prop for him. You know, I'll use, like, ladders and chairs. He can actually throw me around and use me as a prop. I don't care.
I know you do want to throw you around, Shelly. I bet you do.
Yes. I know it's hard work. I know it hurts.
Take Jackie into Rush Hour 4. That's all I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen. Rush Hour 4 with Jackie Chan and Shelly Nunchuk.
Well, guess what? They just did another police story. He just did another police story. There is a rumor of another Rush Hour going around, and there's a couple other films, too. He's actually doing another one, I think, with, what is the actress's name? Ling? A Ling, I think, that she's on board for this film that she's going to be filming with Jackie. And I'm like, man, I'm going to sound like Chris Tucker now. Man! I'm a dude and never want to see him with Jack Chan.
One little scene.
Just a couple of lines. I know it's like people are like, what? I says, even one scene with Jackie Chan, that would be my ultimate dream. People would be like, 10 years of holding on. This is 10 years every single day. At least I'm dedicated. You know how like things are just trends? Jackie Chan is in a trend. It seems like he's just always been there. You know what I mean?
I think he's beyond a trend. Jackie Chan is like a Chuck Norris kind of thing. He's entering that level. I call it Chuck Norrisism.
Well, you want to hear something? You know how all those Chuck Norris jokes are out there? Chuck Norris is like, doesn't do push-ups, he pushes the world down. Well, there's one thing that they have, what's it called, a meme or something like that? There's one out there that trumps all the Chuck Norris's of all jokes. There's one that they show Bruce Lee, right? and it shows Bruce Lee, and the MMA fighter, it's like, you know why there's no jokes of Bruce Lee and more of Chuck Norris? Because Bruce Lee is no joke.
I just saw that the other day.
Yeah, I was posted it on my Facebook because everybody was like saying, Chuck Norris, Chuck Norris, Chuck Norris. I'm like, and then it was one with I posted about Bruce Lee. It's like Bruce Lee smiling, and someone says, yeah, but I kicked Chuck Norris's butt. It shows Bruce Lee smiling.
Yeah, he really did, though. And that fight in that movie was, like, unscripted and everything. That was a real fight.
I remember watching that scene. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
He also trained Chuck Norris, too. There's a lot of people that Bruce Lee, you know, he passed down a lot of his stuff that he, a lot of the people that he trained is still alive, and some people that opened up schools. I don't know all the names, but I'd probably recognize the faces.
Yeah, his very first student, actually, trying to remember, I believe he just recently passed, but he was like real big. He had opened up another school, and I'm trying to remember where. But yeah, he was around for a while. Imagine that being your claim to fame, like you being Bruce Lee's first American student. You know what I mean, and he was African American. Yeah, it was documented in the movie as well, the movie Dragon.
Oh, okay, yes. And
Jesse Glover.
I know who you're talking about. And, you know, speaking of that, since you brought that up, you guys are not going to believe this, right? Now, I've had on my show so far, I had Johnny Krang, who worked with Jet Li. He interviewed Jackie Chan. Then another guy who I friended, who I recently had on my radio show on Sundays, guy Stephen Lambert, and he's been in the business for many years too, where he played on MacGyver, he did all the stunts jumping out of helicopters, he did American Ninja, he worked on many sets, and The Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. And then it's like, then I get this other connection. And this other guy friended me on Facebook, and I was wondering, I was like, I know this guy from somewhere. And Steven told me, like, he was telling me more. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm having this other guy. He seems very down to earth, and he's going to be on my show on Sunday at noon. This guy, Douglas Wong, he's trained a lot of people. He helped train Jason Scott Lee for Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. He's trained Xena, Lucy Lawless. He trained Kevin Sorbo, who was Hercules, and many, many people. And I'm going to have him on my show on Sunday. And I'm like, whoa, this is really cool. It's really a nice feeling because I've had the show for over a year. And now it's like I'm getting like these really big-name stunt people. This is like my stuff that I grew up on. And I'm like, I feel so blessed. It's like to have these people come on the show, and it's like, whoa. And then this is a big deal. It doesn't matter what anybody else in the world is, but this is the stuff that I grew up watching and that I've watched. I'm like, this is really cool because for such a long time when, like, my exes and stuff, I would get into screaming fights over, like, you know, like, stunts, like, wanted to do stuff in the theaters, you know, like, in films. And people would say, well, that's not normal, Shelley, for you to like martial arts and all that stuff, not normal for you to like Jackie Chan. And even the guys, the ninjas and stuff, and being yelled at all the time. And then here I am, many years later, I'm getting chances to talk with the guys who I've got into arguments with, like, with exes. And here they are coming on my show, and I'm like, wow, my life has changed. And it's a beautiful feeling. Maybe that's why I get so excited for you guys, too. It's like every time I see somebody do stuff for themselves, like you guys getting to do so surprise, it gets me excited. Because it's like something you've worked for. So I know I'm overzealous sometimes, but I just get super excited about things.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
No. Did Crosby fall asleep over there?
Oh, no, I'm hearing everything that you guys are saying. Trust me,
are you guys
you
getting
work...
tired? It's... What?
No, trust me, we're just getting started.
Just getting started?
Just getting started. Yeah, I mean, like, let's be honest. To all the listeners out there right now, as you're listening, the Team Surprise crew, we are going to basically be – we're going to be going all into the night, into the morning, until tomorrow night, because this is the moment we've all been waiting for. This is the
going
moment.
Hard. We are going hard.
I'm so proud of you guys. I wish so much that so much happiness comes from your film tomorrow. And just you have many years to, you know, I hope you're able to do all your dreams, whether it be music or, you know, films and stuff, or, you know, helping everybody, anybody to get a start. I just wish the best for you guys all the time.
Right.
Thank
you very much, Shelley. And also, we do have some very important news regarding the future of Surprise Surprise tomorrow night.
Oh, you can't hear it on
you
the air.
You have to come out and see what it is.
Oh.
You have to come out.
So.
No, you tease the Shelley.
We don't mean to tease, but, you know, it's anticipation.
You tease the Shelley. That's not nice
well,
to tease the Shelley.
Well, we apologize, but, you know, it's something very important.
It's not teasing, but, you know, it's think of it as more of coming attractions.
Coming attractions?
Yes.
You mean previews or something like that?
No, coming attractions.
Man.
Or something else. You may never know, but you have to come to the screen tomorrow. Sorry.
I don't have a way to get down there.
And like I said, we tried our resources, but I don't know.
I know. I do appreciate it. But I was like, I have my ticket, I have my dress, but I have no way to get down there. But it's kind of like, don't feel like, I hope you guys, you know, forgive me, because there's some events I can't even get to Jackie Chan. I can't even play. Elka California's having some events, an event in California, and people said, Shelley, don't worry about a place to stay. Crash at my place. I just don't have a way of getting there. And I'm just, it just seems like bad timing for me or something like that. I just, you know, if there's a will or way, I have the dress and I have the ticket. I got it just in case. If there's some way, somehow, for me to be down there tomorrow, I'll be there.
To all your friends, Shelley, tell them to buy tickets right now at www.surprisethis.com, or you can go to the Kendall Square box offices, which is located at 1 Kendall Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, I just want to be there so bad.
and trust me, we want you to be there bad with us as well, because this is the happening. This is the moment. We'll find a way for us to get to you. We'll find a way to do that. But, you know, as of this moment right now, it's just, tomorrow night, the moment's here.
Well, if you know anybody from Maine that's going, let me know. Maybe I can get a ride with them.
Well, it's funny you say that, because my brother from another, as I call him, actually took the bus down from Bangor, Maine. So he's down in the area, and he's going to the premiere tomorrow to check it out. So
nice.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. So
yes,
anything else?
No excuses,
still...
Shelley. No excuses. No thanks.
What do you want me to do? Like, stick my leg out and hitchhike? I just stick out my leg out,
you might even get picked up in a Porsche. So you might get here in half the time if you do that.
Oh. Hey, I'm going to have a short skirt tomorrow, okay, if I'm there.
Might get picked up in a Murcielago then. Get it.
Hey, Shelley, guess what? Miracles happen. Miracles happen.
Yeah, I'm praying. It's still tonight. It's not tomorrow. So I'm like... I bought the ticket just in case, so I have it, and I have the dress, so maybe there'll be some sort of miracle.
Never know.
I hope so. Well, you just say a prayer for me, guys, because if there's a way for me to get down there, I'm there tomorrow because I have my ticket. In case it sells out, I'm all set.
All right. So we're saying a prayer. We're saying a lot of prayers tonight, you know. So we definitely will include you in one of those.
Indeed.
You know I'd be there.
Yes, yeah, so keep us in your prayers. Keep us, you know, keep us in thought because you know we're right at that moment right now. We are the moment is here, and we are excited. We are happy and blessed to be in this position. And honestly, just show up, guys. Show up. You're gonna enjoy yourself. You're gonna have a great time, and you are in store for a surprise.
Indeed.
I can't wait. And any more shout-outs, because it's getting to that time of the night, and any more shout-outs, anybody else you can think? And
really, we just got started.
We got started. See, that's what happens. Every time I swear to God, every time you guys are on my show, it has the most listened to, like, in the archives. Every time I go to look at it, I was like, there's more, like, people listen to it. I'm like, there's something, some sort of bond we guys got going on or, you know, something's going on. People like hearing us.
And we thank the listeners out there who continuously, you know, pump these numbers up for Shelly. I mean, not just our show, but for every show that she does. Make sure you continuously listen to her.
Definitely,
but thank you guys very
shout
much.
Out, definitely shout out to all the listeners of the Shelly Nunchucks. So, you know, definitely, I don't know for some reason why we tend to bring in the most viewers. I don't understand why that happens. I mean, we're just two ordinary guys who don't make anyone laugh around here.
You do, because sometimes we talk about certain things. I think people like the energy. They like it's all fresh. You guys are fresh, and, you know, it's stuff that I think public likes to hear. You know, it's not really, I don't know if you could say mainstream. It's just you guys are still kind of new and young and fresh. So maybe that's what they want. They want something a little different.
I can't get over it, man. People turned out to listen to us talk about poop. So
took the right out of my mouth, but I don't want to say you took the poop out of my mouth, but you took the words right out of my mouth. I'm like,
oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord. So if you got poop in your mouth, I got some Listerine coming. We got FedEx is it tomorrow. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we can't have you talking ish. You know, we can't have you talking ish.
No. But I do want to thank you guys for coming on the air, and I am so proud of you guys. I'm so happy. I'm so excited for you guys. And if there's a will, there's a way. Somehow, if I can be there tomorrow, I will be because I'll be there with bells on. I have the dress. I have the ticket. If there's a way, I will be there. And you know, best wishes. No matter what, I wish you so much happiness for you guys tomorrow night.
Thank you very much, Shelly.
Thank you much. Appreciate it, Shelly.
And I do look forward to having you guys come on the show once again. And we have a few minutes left. Is there any other things you guys want to say? Where to get the tickets once again, the theater and stuff?
Yes, just real quick. Thank you for everyone listening. Please, go grab your ticket. www.surprisethis.com. Even if you don't have plans on attending, still buy a ticket because this is an epic event, and you can lie to all your friends saying you went, even if you didn't go, but you would have a copy of the ticket. www.surprisethis.com. Or
is where it's at.
House offices. Download the soundtrack too. Read up on everyone's bio. And please check in before midnight to see Crosby do the Carson dance.
Yes,
no.
Crosby, you now have 1 hour to post the Carlton dance to that great song from, you know.
That unusual to be loved by anyone.
If you don't do it within an hour, I will be calling your phone every hour on the hour tonight if you do not post the Carlton song tonight. Are you doing the Carlton?
Go right ahead. I'm double dare
you. She's going to come down tomorrow with some mint checks for you.
Bring it on. Bring it on. She's doing that dance.
Yes, and you've got 1 hour, and once again, I want to say thank you both to Jay and Crosby for being on the show, and much happiness tomorrow night for your film and Surprise, Surprise.
Thank you. Team Surprise.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Shelly, for everything. Team Surprise, we're out. See you tomorrow night.
All right.
Advanced screening.
All right.
Thank you.
12
o'clock, Crosby video.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a fun-filled night, and I am so super happy and excited for these guys, and I just want to say I'm so proud and honored to know these guys, and I wish with all my heart tomorrow night for these guys to have a really great night. It's still time. I've got my ticket, got my dress. Maybe there'll be some miracle tomorrow that I'll be able to get down to Boston and, you know, hang out with these guys, because I would really love to give a big, huge beer hug to my little brother, Crosby Tatum. Anyway, anybody that has a dream out there and you want to just make that come true, it may be hard. It may take a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but that is your dream. And just remember, you are as good as anybody else. If you have a dream, you go for it. You are as good as anybody else. But anyway, everyone who's ever tuned in, thank you. And if you're listening to the show when it's not live, I do thank you for listening to my show and, you know, being here since I've been on the air over a year and so many months now. And I actually enjoy the show. And remember, all the dreamers out there, just go for it. I want to end the show again with the song that I opened up with, called Feel. That was with Crosby. It's Laz and Cat with Tricepta Studio. I actually got to be in the video, and I feel very honored. So I'm going to leave my show like I always do on a positive note. And Crosby Tatum, you've got 1 hour. Post you doing the dance of the Calvin dance. It's not unusual. Don't ask me to sing because I might break the windows in my house. But anyway, everybody have a good night. All right? Bye-bye.
Yeah. Last Brit, Cata B, Miss Smith and NV, for little 9 yard, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studio, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dawn on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, la. You just make me feel real. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ha,
that's a prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the flamed up loose plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. One-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to bliss. When you're near me, I